Call from Hire My Caregiver.
Home care, how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm interested in getting a home health care nurse.
Yeah, sure. So you want a home health
yeah.
nurse for yourself?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm
do you
65.
have... Okay, and do you have Medicaid?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? Okay, perfect.
Is
and
it,
do
is
you
it, is
have...
it Medicare, is it Medicare or Medicare? Is it Medicare or Medicare?
We need Medicaid, but I can check if you have.
Yeah, check that for me.
Sure.
Glad to
what is your date of
all
birth?
6/28/1960.
Okay. And what's your first and last name?
I'm going to spell the first name and then I'm going to pronounce it. First name is HIAWATHA.
He has a Tom, H-A, right?
No, HIAWATHA.
Okay,
Iowa.
Perfect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and last
the
name
last
is?
Name is Peterkin, P-E-T-E-R-A-I-N.
A-I-N?
No, K-I-N,
S-O-N.
P-E-T-E-R-K-I-N. No, K-I-N.
Oh, okay, Peterkin, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, so I was able to pull up your information, and you do have Medicaid, which is perfect. And do you have a friend or family member that would want to do the services for you?
A friend, yes.
Yeah, okay, sure. So that's good.
Yeah.
And you said you already spoke to her and she's willing to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll have a conversation. She will.
Perfect. That's great. Okay. So she's going to be able to get paid for every hour that she works for you. Now, I'm just going to take some basic information, and then I'm going to go ahead and transfer you to an intake specialist, and she's going to guide you further. Okay?
Great. Outstanding. The name of the self-care service is?
The name of our agency is Family First.
Family First. Great.
Yeah.
Great. Good name.
Yeah.
Okay.
So HIAWATHA Peterkin.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the best phone number for you is the 215-768-6220?
Yes.
Do you have any additional number that I can have on file?
No. This is
no.
It.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not a problem. And what are the...
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you have any disabilities? Like, what type of help do you need?
Well, I have PTSD, and I had a broken pelvis bone, and that's what enabled me to be disabled when I was in the military. Yeah, and as you get, the doctor told me as you get older, as you age, it will, you know, become more of a problem. Not as much, but you know, it's getting a little stiff now. Yeah, a broken pelvis bone is like the biggest bone in your body.
Wow.
And I had it in a car accident, yeah.
Oh.
And it's starting to stiffen up on me on the right side, yeah.
Wow,
and you know
so
what,
sorry.
Just recently I have a high bed post, right?
Uh-huh.
It's at least 4 feet off the ground and fell. Rolled over and hit the post and then the floor. So that tells me right there, I need to have somebody to watch over me. At this age. I was so active at one time.
Wow.
No one loved
me. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you need help getting around the house and everything, going to appointments?
Well, I have an apartment. I have a room right now. I'm in a rooming house. It's a nice big room, but I definitely need some kind of assistance.
Mm-hmm.
I surely do.
Okay.
Especially in the mornings. Love in the mornings getting up.
Okay. And you're with Keystone First, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your address?
1912 Girard Avenue.
Can you spell that for me?
1912 Girard. G-I-R-A-U-D. IAD, Gerard.
And what's the zip code?
I did a research over here. I think it's 191. I had to check that. Either 19122 or 19112. I'm not sure. I got to check that. Well, I'm going to check that for you, okay?
Okay.
Let me make sure.
How about 19146?
19146. No, I don't think it's 46. I had to check this around here somewhere. You know what? I'm going to have to get back to you on that. It won't take long. Probably before the interview is over. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait one
no
second.
No problem. I can wait.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes,
great.
I'm here.
I want to make sure that everybody's here, but I have to step out and go downstairs.
No problem. Take your time, okay?
Right, just wait 1 second.
Sure.
All right, thank you. Okay, okay, ma'am. The zip code here?
Yes, I'm here.
You ready?
Okay.
Zip code is 191.
Can you give me the full address once again?
Okay. I'm going to spell 1912 West Girard Avenue. Girard is G-I-R-A-R-D. Avenue. G-I-R-A-R-D.
G as in Gilbert, right? G as in girl is the first letter?
G as in, yep.
Okay. So, Gerard Avenue.
1912
West Gerard Avenue.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the zip code?
Zip code. 19130.
Oh, okay, perfect. I got it now. Okay, great. Okay, just 1 second. Any apartment number?
Hi, apartment number is, I'm on the second floor. That would be apartment
That's fine.
Number.
That's fine. If you don't have it right now, that's fine.
Yeah. in apartment 3. That's the same room there every day. I'm opening the door. Yep, 3.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect. Oh, okay. And the county is Philadelphia, too,
second
right?
Floor. Mm-hmm. Say again?
It's Philadelphia,
yeah,
county,
second floor,
right?
Second floor.
Okay, second floor, apartment 3.
It's city, but I guess it's probably county. Yep.
Okay, any minors present in your home?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
And what is the name of your friend that's going to be working for you?
First name is Tanisha.
Okay, can you spell that for me, please?
T-I-N-E-S-H-I-A. Tanisha.
Tanisha. Okay, and what's her last name?
Graham. B-R-O-W-N.
Okay, great. And do you have her phone number?
I would have to get that. Yeah. I don't have a phone number handy.
Do you have it in your phone? Can you look at your phone?
I'm looking at my phone right now.
Okay, perfect.
The number I had, yeah. She's not good with phone. Last time I called, nobody was. What you call it? I didn't service. She was bad with phones. I mean, she took the money and went to get another phone. No, I don't have it. I just got the old number.
You don't
and
have
that's
it?
That's not even a service.
Okay.
No.
How did you get in touch with her?
I didn't get in touch. Well, I can call a friend that knows, you know, when she stays at and call him. He can get a phone number from him or at least his phone number. You can call her.
Mhm. Okay, so you're gonna try to get the number from me, right?
Yeah, try to
get it for me, please. Okay. You can do that after the call. That's fine.
Yeah, that's important.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. Give me just a minute. So you're all set from my end. Let me just see if someone from the enrollment department is available to take your call. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Give me just a minute. Okay, so Abigail is available to take your call. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you right over, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. You devil.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, Martha Peterkin, senior citizen.
Hi. And you are the patient, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, amazing. Just hold a minute, please. I'm going to pull up your new referral. Okay, so I just want to run through the enrollment process with you, just so you get a feel of it before. So the patient will have to be approved from the county and the state. So what happens is you are going to be in touch with the company Maximus. They will have two assessments with you. They will come to see if you are physically eligible for the services. And once you are approved from them, you'll have to get an approval from the county, which is a financial approval. You'll have to send in some financial documents. It's a few-year look back, but once that's sent in, we usually have to wait a couple of weeks till we get a response. I just want to let you know that before so you know it does take a few weeks, but then once we get the approval, we can get started with the services. Okay?
Okay. I'll give you some information right now. I'm a military veteran, and I was injured while I was on active duty, and I'm 100% disabled.
And you wanted what? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you so well.
I'm a military veteran. I was injured while I was in the military, and now I'm up to 100% disabled. Now, if they want to get medical records, they had to go to the VA, so I'm going to have a private doctor. Is that how it's done?
So it can go through the VA, but it doesn't have to, unless you have...
Okay.
Are you connected with the VA currently?
Yes.
Okay. Just a second.
They don't provide home health care.
Right.
You know, and I had a very bad fall, and I didn't, after the side of my right arm, I don't have any feeling in it. I'm getting kind of nervous being here by myself.
Yeah.
You know.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to try to get this started for you as soon as possible. Like I said, it does take a couple of weeks, but till we get the approval, I wish we can start right away, but... State and county need to give their approval.
What is the assessment consist of?
Sorry?
What does assessment consist of?
So they come to see you. They just want to see if you are physically eligible for the services. They will ask you a few questions. It doesn't take so long. They will come to your home or wherever you are.
Okay.
And
all right.
It's not... It won't take too long. I'm just going to ask you a few more things to see if you would be financially approved before we get started. I don't want to move on if it doesn't look like it. Okay? Are you making more than $2,900 a month currently?
$2,900?
Yeah.
My disability is, yes, I think it is.
From your disability?
Well, I'm over. Yeah, I'm over 65 plus SSI. I'm 65 now, and I click SSI.
Okay, do you know how much you're making from them?
From SSI?
Yeah.
Is that the amount? That's like 2,000.
And then...
Yeah.
Are you making from anywhere else?
Just the military.
How much are you making from them?
A month, 3,000.
So 2,000 each.
Yeah. No, 2,000, 3,000. So I guess like 5.
So you're making 2,000 from SSI and 3,000 from the military?
Disability, yes.
I'm sorry, you're making 3,000 from disability or the military?
That's the military, disability. I'm a disabled vet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just saw collective SSI. I think that's 2,000.
Okay, and do you, I'm going to, I want to look into this for you before we get started. Usually if it's within $8,000, it's fine. I just want to confirm that before we get started.
Yeah.
Okay? Do you own
any home
properties or cars?
No.
You don't own
home properties.
Car?
I have a car. He's paying for. He's working right now.
Okay, no problem. And then any other assets that you have over $8,000?
No, none at all.
Okay. Are you married currently?
No, I'm looking. I'm courting a woman. And she don't want me. That I'm too old. I wanted it better.
Okay. And are you living with any minors at the moment?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Fine. So what I'm going to do is I'll have you already call the broker to schedule the first assessment. And like this, you can get things moving along.
Okay.
And either way, even if... you are over the financial limit, I would say to anyway move forward with Maximus. They are the company that schedules the assessments with the states, and they give you the approval. So, and once I would hear that you are financially within the limit, I would, I'll let you know right away, and we can move forward. But let me give you the number for the broker
Okay. Now, how would they found out? No, they had to find the exact amount, right?
Sorry?
How would they find out? They had to, I can just tell them the amount.
So I just
have disability from the military.
That you are within the financial limit. It's usually, if you're...
I know. It's not over 8,000 a month.
Right, okay.
Again?
I'm just going to confirm, okay?
Okay. It's not over 8,000 though.
Right. Okay.
That's good.
I marked that down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You said over 8,000 wouldn't qualify, right? Yeah. Hold on. Get up. It's hard to move on this thing. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
It's 877.
Get a little louder.
877-550.
Okay. 877-550.
4227.
All right.
Okay. And if you can
panic
call...
I'm panicking right now. Hold on.
No problem.
You get a pen. Not writing. Writing. Only pen in house is not writing. Well, I'm going to get a pencil. Okay, number is 8.
If you like, I can text it to you.
877. Wait, say it again.
877-550.
Wait a minute. Hold on. 877-550. Go ahead.
4227.
Go ahead. 4227. Okay. And this is who?
This is, the company is called Maximus. They are the brokers. They will schedule the assessments with you. You're going to call them to schedule an assessment, and they will give you the approval, okay?
Okay. All right.
But before, if you'd like, I can transfer you over, but you would only just need to call that number once we hang up. But I would also want you to text me with
that.
The date and time that you schedule for. So I'm going to have you save my number as well because you got transferred over from Kaya before.
Okay, your number is?
My number is 267.
267.
551.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. I got that problem with my right side. The number is 227.
267.
227.
267. 267. 551.
267. 551.
7438.
7438. It's your number, right?
Yes, and my name is Abigail.
Abigail, okay.
And the agency name is Family First Care, so you can save that as well, so you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so, yeah, if you can call them now and then text me with the date and time that you scheduled for, and then I'll be in touch with you after that, okay?
Okay. You want me to text you after call them?
Yeah. Text me. You can text this number just to let me know when you scheduled for.
Okay. Now, Abigail, could you I had a number written down. You can switch me over.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
You can switch it over. I have found my right side. I have the number written down, but you can switch it over now.
Yeah, you want me to transfer you to them?
Yes.
Okay. Just hold a minute, please, okay?
Thank you.
Sure.
Noon, oprima dos. For all other languages, press 3. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are a provider or are calling from an agency or nursing facility on behalf of an applicant or applicants, press 2. If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press 3. If you are calling for beneficiary support services, please press 4. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-0264 or email it to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. To complete the application online, go to compass.dhs.pa.gov. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert. We will contact you to start the other parts of your application. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment. My name is Kamisha. May I ask who am I speaking with today?
Hi, Dr. Peterkin.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Hiawatha Peterkin. I just spoke with the agent from College Care Service. Tell me to call you for an assessment.
All righty. Can you spell your name for me, please?
It's Hiawatha. That's the first one. H-I-A-W-A-T-H-A. First name, last name is Peterkin, P-E-T-E-R-K-I-N.
All righty, and may I have the phone number you're calling from?
215-768-6220.
Okay. One moment.
Hold on, I'm not sure if it's the right phone number. Hold on. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
215-768-6220. That's it. That was right. That's my number.
Okay. I now need to obtain personal information. Please note, will not speak to anyone in regards to the application without the applicant's written or verbal permission. May I please have your date of birth?
Date of birth was 6/28/1960.
Okay. May I have your complete address?
Okay, it's 1912 Gerard Avenue, Philadelphia, PA. 191-30. West Gerard, G-I-R-A-R-D.
Okay, one moment here. And do you have an old address?
An old address? 1283 Winnehocken Street. That's W-I-N-T-O-H-O-C-O-C-K-I-N-G, Philadelphia, PA, 19140. That's my old address.
May I have your social security number?
All right, now, I'm just going to get my social security number, so this is a big company, right?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to verify that I'm speaking with the correct person, so that's why I...
Okay, good. All right, I got you. That's a good thing, too, but I want you to be speaking to the right person. You ready?
Yes.
203-506-8837.
Thank you. Okay, because the address that we have in the system is not the address that you had gave, so that's why I was asking for your social.
Which address is that? Okay, the address is 1912 West Gerard Avenue.
We have a 1701 West Lehigh
Avenue. Really?
Yes.
Oh wow! Well, you know that sounds like I don't have a data address. That's like identity fraud. Yeah, really, huh? Lehigh Avenue. I never lived on Lehigh Avenue. Oh, that's crazy. Do you have a name under that name? See that? He gave the address. You have to say the address again.
1701 West Lehigh Avenue.
Ma'am, I never lived at that address. I don't know how they... Under what name?
Attention... do you have a son? Because it says, your name, Junior.
Yes, I do. Hiawatha Peterkin, Junior.
Yes.
But I never lived on Lehigh Avenue.
All right. And your address, your current address is the 1912?
Yes.
Okay. Give me the address one more time. 1912.
West Gerard Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
special boy.
And how do you spell Gerard?
He's in the Adam. Okay. G-I-R-A-R-D. And fucking Pete. He gave an address. He gave my name and address. Ma'am, I got a dispute right here. Now, you say you have a formal, excuse me, ma'am. This is a health care service, right? And under my name, you have an address on Lehigh Avenue?
Yes.
Because I never lived on Lehigh Avenue. I think somebody just gave my, used my name. But I never lived on Lehigh Avenue. Okay. Now, what's the address they gave my name for on Lehigh Avenue? Because I never lived on Lehigh Avenue. I never used that address, ever. And what address is that again?
Give me one moment. I need to verify the address you gave me. You said the zip code is 19130?
Right.
Okay. Right. And the
no, ma'am.
Other address is 1701 West Lehigh Avenue, number H, Philadelphia, 19132.
Okay, that's good. Okay, under what name?
It says attention, and it has your name, Junior.
Mm-hmm. I'm a junior.
Okay, give me one moment. I need to verify your information in our state system.
I never
lived
in here. Could you tell me your address?
Okay, I went ahead and updated your address.
Yes, I understand that, but could you tell me that that address is used?
Okay, give me one moment. You ready for the address?
Yes, ma'am.
1701 West Lehigh Avenue.
Right.
Number 8. Philadelphia.
Okay.
And the zip code is 19132.
Right, I got up. But what name is under that address? Because I never lived at Lehigh Avenue. I never get an address. Hiawatha Peterkin Jr. I am Hiawatha Peterkin Jr., but I never use the address for any health care service.
Okay.
So what's
the
health care?
This was done back in December. Someone put the address in. So.
December?
Yeah.
That's about the time I went away, too. Yeah. That's the time I was out of the city. Exactly right.
So just bear with me a few moments while I'm verifying your information in our state system.
You said that's your boy. Mm-hmm. I was out of the city at that time, man. Well, who gave my information? He only lived on Lehigh Avenue. He only wanted to know my name. Come on, man.
Oh.
It was this year, December.
On Lehigh Avenue.
He gave it. Hello, ma'am. Who gave it to
mm-hmm.
Who else wanted my name?
Give me a couple moments. I'm still verifying your information in our state system.
Right, okay. Thank you, ma'am. You got. He ain't do it. He won't do nothing like this. Okay, he ain't do it. Somebody else did it. Don't ask him nothing. Don't ask him nothing. Like he won't tell you.
Alrighty.
Okay.
And how can I assist you today, sir?
Yes. You know what, ma'am? I'm kind of upset right now. I might not even need this number. Just give me a minute. Just give me 1 minute.
Okay.
You stay sitting there. He ain't do it. He wasn't like that, fool. Oh, never mind. Hello, ma'am. I'm good.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't even want to do this. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment, and you have a good day.
Hold on. Wait, ma'am. Hold on. Well, I really need to be listening. Just
okay.
Give me a minute, because
somebody's calling
you know,
to apply. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but I'm just now finding out somebody's been using my name and another address. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of upset right now.
Okay, I do understand that.
You know. Okay, man, let's go on with the interview. That's crazy. He probably opened up all kinds of stuff in my name. You know that, right?
So today I can help you apply for home and community-based waiver services. These services can help individuals remain in their homes and communities instead of receiving services in a nursing facility or other facilities. The Office of Long-Term Living offers two types of programs for providing long-term supports and services based on your asset needs. If you're an elderly adult or have a physical disability or a traumatic brain injury, you may be eligible to receive support services in the home or in the community. Those services may include, for example, help with bathing, dressing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, installation of emergency alert systems or home modifications. A managed care organization selected by you will help find providers and manage these services. To qualify for these services, you must be eligible financially and meet all program guidelines. Also, PA residents who are 55 years of age or older may be eligible for life as a community health choice alternative. The LIFE program is a managed care benefit featuring a comprehensive medical and social service delivery system using an interdisciplinary team approach and a day health center supplemented by in-home and referral services based on participant needs. With either program you choose, we will schedule the initial visit with the enrollment case manager. At the initial visit, we come to the home, complete a financial application for Medicaid, review the medical history, select a managed care organization, service coordination, or LIFE provider. Managed care organizations help coordinate physical health care, long-term services, and supports. They will manage, coordinate, and direct your services from now on, as well as that as your personal caseworker. Managed care organizations will partner with service coordination agencies. Service coordination agencies will provide the one-on-one direct care and services recommended and approved by the managed care organization. Please keep in mind the exact services and hours you will receive are determined by the managed care organization, life provider, or service coordination agency after their enrollment is completed. Services can include, but are not limited to, home health aides, nursing services, home modifications, day programs, and transportation services. The application process can take up to 90 days. Are you interested in proceeding?
Yes.
Okay. One moment. Would you like to sign up to receive text or email notices about the case?
Yes.
And 215-768-6220 is a good phone number to use?
Yes.
Okay. By providing your cell phone number, agreeing to our terms and conditions, you agree to get text messages. Your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. To stop getting text messages from Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment, reply stop. You understand you get messages at different times and that message and data rates may apply. Do you agree to the terms and conditions?
Yes.
Okay. One moment. Just give me a couple moments here, filling out this form. And the zip code 19130, is that correct?
Yes.
Just bear with me a couple moments while I'm filling out information. Your county is Philadelphia, correct?
Yes.
As far as the application process, we send a physician certification form to the doctor to fill out. May I have your doctor's first and last name?
I don't have a doctor. I have a primary care doctor at the VA, but I haven't been down in a while, so I don't know how to go about that. You can send it to the VA. They can give you my primary doctor's name.
So we would need, let's see. Yeah, we would need the name to send it to. Okay.
Listen,
so once you get the information, just give us a call back, because part of the application process is we send the form, we fax the form to the doctor to fill out.
At the VA. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Give me one moment.
Okay, what's the other step? Okay.
Okay, just wait a couple moments. I'm verifying some more information. Alrighty, I'm still filling out the application, so bear with me a couple moments.
As you do that, man, I had a couple questions for you. But I believe I know this person used my name. Some mail went to his place, right, some time ago, and I think this person took my information off the mail. All right, after you, I need to ask you some questions and the exact date and what services provided under that name.
All right. So you would have to contact the county assistance office. I don't have that information. I'm only able to assist with the waiver application.
Right.
Okay. And your written
and
spoken language is English, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
You said his name was used before, and I didn't use his ADP before. Matter of fact, it's the first time. But I just turned 65 in June. So as far as being having home health care, I never had it. And I do believe that somebody just, you know, stole my identity. I need to know, was that supposed service provided under that name? Did you have service provided?
Okay. I do understand what you're saying.
Was it
2005? So I was only able, give me one moment and I'll look back, but I'm not able to see any services. I was only verifying the address that I see in the system, which that is in the state system.
Right.
So if you wanted to see if anyone has used your information to get any services, you would contact the county assistance office to see if you've been signed up for any
okay.
other services. And the address
was that,
December 2025.
2025, exactly. December 2025, okay. That's recently. Okay. All right, thank
so,
you, ma'am.
So we now need to schedule an intake visit. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Okay.
You got a question?
Go ahead, ma'am. Yeah, you said
so
it
now,
contact the intake. No, it said
we
to contact who to find out who's using the address.
The county
before
assistance
that, you said
office.
I would contact the county assistance office. That's welfare?
Yes.
County assistance. What number, what do I call that under?
Okay, so one moment and I'll look up that number
ahead,
for
ma'am.
You. We now need to schedule
yes.
an intake visit, which be scheduling for the Community Health Choices Waiver. Currently, we're doing an in-home visit. We'd like to schedule the visit within the next 7 days. If you have any upcoming appointments,
okay.
we can work around that. If anyone attending with you, we can work around that as well. Just to verify, I have your address
okay.
as 1912 West Girard Avenue, Philadelphia, 19130.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have your phone number. It's 215-768-6220. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And you don't need interpreter services, correct?
No, no, I don't.
Okay. One moment, let me see what we have available. We have Monday, March 23rd. And we have 12 o'clock. Is that a good day and time for you?
What day is that on?
Monday.
Monday. Okay. Monday, March 23rd. At what time?
At 12.
12. Okay. 12. Okay. Right.
Is that a good day and time for you?
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, give me one moment.
Now, when they come, they have to call because, hello?
Yes.
Now, when they come, they have to call my number because we have a secure lock on the door, you know, with the number, the code. And they don't have a bell. I'm on the second floor, and I press that bell many times. It doesn't ring in all the apartments. So just tell the person who's coming to call, so I'll be here, and I can come down and let them in. Just give them instructions to call.
You said them to call you when they get there, so you can let them in.
Right. Okay. Because we don't have I'm in a boarding rooms, and the bell doesn't ring in every room. So they had to call
just
me.
One moment while I'm still scheduling this.
Okay.
The appointment was scheduled with Yamaline Alvarez. She will arrive to your address Monday, March 23rd, between 12 and 2.
Okay.
Give me one moment.
Right.
And then the phone number that you asked about, let me know when you're ready to write it down. I have it for you.
Yeah, accounting systems. Got to find out.
You ready to write down the phone number?
Yes. I'm trying to. I got one arm. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. It's 215.
Go ahead, ma'am.
560. 5500.
Okay, that's county
system.
Did
you get it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, when I call them up, I ask them last time, what questions I asked them, but I just kind of, this just came all of a sudden. What would I ask them to find information
about? I guess you would like to verify what assistance you applied for and what address that they have in the system
mm-hmm.
for you, because you think someone
right.
else used
mm-hmm.
your name to apply for assistance.
I know they did. Especially if they live on Lehigh Avenue. I know they did. I'm positive that they did. They used my name. They used Junior. Nobody even knows me by that name. You know, I'm Islamic. I use my Islamic name. And if somebody had to read my mail, right, to know to use that name. And plus Junior. Nobody knows I'm a junior, you know. So nobody on Lehigh Avenue anyway. I know this person did that. I know this person is guilty of identity theft. I know it is.
Okay. I'm sorry you have to go through that.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to go ahead and read to you the requirements to prepare for the in-home intake visit. Just to confirm one more time, Yamilin Alvarez will arrive at your address Monday, March 23rd between 12 and 2 to serve the greatest number of people. Now
yes,
provide
a
specific
male.
Time for this woman. A female.
Okay.
Would you not provide a specific time?
Okay. Go ahead, ma'am.
You had a question?
Okay. Yes. She's at the intake interviewer, right?
Yes.
This is the interviewer, right? Okay, I got you. Go ahead.
Yes. All right. So we don't provide a specific time for the appointment, but a window of time. She will arrive within a block of time we have scheduled. The appointment will take approximately 1 to 1.5 hours. You will receive a reminder call prior
mm-hmm.
to the appointment from our outbound dollar to confirm you'll be home and available at the scheduled time. The enrollment case manager lets you know
mm-hmm.
of any additional information they may need for verification purposes.
Mm-hmm.
When the enrollment case manager arrives, please make sure to have some form of identification available, such as a driver's license or other photo ID, social security number, any medical information, such as medical assistance access card, MCO card, doctor's name, address, and fax number. Okay. Is there anyone
great.
You would like to add as an authorized representative to your case?
As far as representative, meaning, like, what
do
you mean
there,
by representative?
So you can add
the person
anyone
that's gonna take care of me?
Your case to, no. So, like, if you can't call in, that they can call in for you.
I'm all right now. I'm on.
Okay. You may be able to receive assistance with navigating the enrollment process. Please contact PA Link at 1-800-753-8827 to inquire, to expedite the processing of the waiver application and to avoid delays. The enrollment case manager will assist you with completing the Compass application for long-term care services during your visit. You should gather any potential financial information or documents you think are relevant for the County Assistance Office Financial Review Team so these can be submitted with the application. It is vital that you have copies of supporting financial documents needed to verify any income or assets to avoid delays in the application process. Examples are bank statements, pension plan. Go ahead.
Bank statements. What else? Like bank statements
pension
for what?
Plan.
Do I have a pension plan? Well, I'm on disability, so what kind of statements would I have for that?
You could
SSI.
Have a copy of your award letter.
Award letter?
And
what do I do with that? What else?
And
award letter.
Burial contracts.
Say it again?
Yes. Yes.
What kind of contract?
Burial contracts and life insurance policies, especially those with cash value.
No, I don't have life insurance. I'm a veteran, so I haven't applied for life insurance yet. I'm still kicking.
So we will
I would need. I'm trying to figure out what kind of people I would need for that information. So information is some kind of information to show that I have, what is it? Is that life insurance? I don't have that. I'm a veteran. What else, ma'am?
Bank statements.
What kind of proof you need?
You need your bank statement, pension plan, 401k. 403B. Okay.
I don't have any one of those. 401K is when you fill out taxes.
It is.
I'm going to tell you what I have, man. I have a bank account at Citizens Bank. Now, what kind of information could I get to use the show for?
So I would get my most recent bank statements from the bank.
All right.
And
you
then
need,
you're going to need
deposits and withdrawals.
The actual statement.
Okay. A bank statement with deposit or withdrawals. Okay, I got you. What else? Would that do it?
Yes, and so when the case manager comes out, they'll go over the documents with you as well.
Okay. So far, that's not bad. All right.
Okay. We will fax a physician certification form to the doctor. Will the doctor indicate that you have a traumatic brain injury?
Mm-hmm.
You have a traumatic brain injury? Okay. Well, the doctor
I
is expected to return the form directly to us for the case to be processed. The physician certification form
well,
can be filled out by doctor's choice. Okay, and
so
they also
do you send a certification form to me? Oh, wait, one second, man. Do you send a certification form to me or my doctor? If you can send it to, well, I've been with the VA. That's when all my medical services are done. Now, when I had the medical, when I had the head, the trauma to the head was in 1980. I was 20 years old, right? And I went. My services, my medical services were provided by the VA hospital. I'm a veteran. All right. So Do I send those papers to the VA? I don't have the same primary care doctor. My primary care doctor is no longer at the VA anymore. I have a new primary care doctor.
So
how would that work?
Once you give us the doctor's name, phone number, fax number, we can send it. We can fax it directly to the doctor's office, and they can fax it directly back to us.
Mm-hmm. At the VA. But that, like I said, I wasn't my doctor when I was 20 years old, so I have a new VA. I have a new primary care doctor. I'm going to get that today.
Okay.
We have her name for you, his name or her name today. Call the VA.
All right, so it is very important to have this form filled out, and so please work with the doctor to ensure the completeness and accuracy of the document. We will also contact the area agency or agent.
So they're going to send a form to the doctor's address I give you, or do I have to take it to the doctor? Because once
I'm sorry,
you get,
say that again.
Once you send a form to the VA, right? They automatically want to send it to my primary care doctor. Well, every veteran has a primary care doctor. So if you send those forms to the VA or doctor to fill out, they're going to automatically send to my primary care doctor. You understand? If they sent to the VA.
Yes, correct.
All right, so the forms are going to go to the VA.
Yes, once we get the information, we can fax the forms over.
To the VA.
Okay, so we will, yes, to the VA. We will contact the local area agency on aging. The functional eligibility determination is needed as well. This assessment is completed by the local aging office. The area agency on aging will contact you to schedule an in-home visit to complete this process. We'll also notify the county assistance office that you're applying for home and community-based waiver services. They may ask for additional information to verify your current financial status. Please be prepared to submit supporting documentation if required. Once the physician certification or functional eligibility determination is received, the application will be reviewed for medical eligibility. If you are medically eligible, the case will be sent to the county assistance office to determine financial eligibility. If the county assistance require additional information, please provide that quickly to avoid delays in the enrollment process. At any point during this process, if you're found medically ineligible to receive services in the mail, medically ineligible, you receive paperwork in the mail with the right to appeal. If you need help with appeal, simply contact us, the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, at 877-550-4227. We're here to provide beneficiary support when needed and can answer any questions or concerns you have about the appeals process. Next, I'm going to give you your Harmony ID number, also known as a case number. Let me know when you're ready to write that down.
Okay, ma'am. It's somebody. Go ahead, ma'am. What number is this?
This is a Harmony ID number, also known as a case number.
Case number, right? Case number. Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
Did you get the 11?
Go ahead, ma'am. Yes.
59.
11 5 1 3. Got it?
Yes.
11 5 9 5 1 3. Got it.
Yes. And you also can set up an account on our website, which is
What's the account? What's that for? I'm not too good with the computers on the website.
Okay, so in case you just wanted to check the status of your case or upload any documents, you would go to the website.
No, I don't think so. I would need help with that. I'm like website illiterate. Go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. So we are here to provide support when needed. Can answer any questions or concerns you have. Also, we support applicants with complaints and grievances about the application process. Do you have any other questions?
No. All right. On a visit the 23rd, what do I have to have? The interview thing.
You would have to have a Social Security card, any medical insurance information, photo ID, or driver's license.
Okay, I got a driver's license. I don't have my Social Security card. Yes, I do. My Social Security card. Yeah, I think so. Well, I just have my driver's license. I don't have my Social Security card. What else? Do I have to have a Social Security card?
Social Security card, driver's license or photo ID.
I have a driver's license, no Social Security card.
I'm not sure what they will say when they get there. They will be able to answer that question because I'm not sure.
I'll probably get a receipt for my Social Security. Yeah, great. I need my Social Security card anyway. I'll probably get that before she gets here, I hope. I think that's down in prison. Go ahead, ma'am.
And any medical information like insurance, card, medical assistance access card, MCO card. Okay.
No. None of that.
Right. And then don't forget to get the doctor's name, address, and fax number.
At the VA.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
My primary care doctor. All right, now, you want to send an application to the VA?
Okay.
About my medical history?
So in order for me to send it, I need the doctor's name. I can't just send it because we have to address it to someone.
I don't know the doctor's name.
Yeah, so that's why I said once you get that information, you can give us a call back so that we can send that information over. We can send that form over. All right. So we are open 8 a.m. to 6
right
p.m.
Now,
okay.
Gotcha.
And did you have any other questions?
No, I'm just going to do get the doctor's name for you. I'll be calling. Will you pick up the phone? What number is this?
What number would you?
From?
We're the 877.
What number
can
I reach you at with the information?
Okay, 877.
Eight seven seven 557-5-4-2-2
7. Yes.
That it. 4-2-27. Now, when I call that number with the information, who will I give it to? Not you directly, right?
So whatever representative answers home.
Okay. I'll just give the number to the doctor's name, right?
Yes, you would give them the doctor's name and address and fax number if you get it.
All right. I'm going to get this primary care doctor's number right now. Okay?
All righty. And
all right.
Again, my name is Misha. Would you like to complete an after-call survey?
No, I got to make some calls first to get this information for you. Tanisha, right?
All right. Yes. Well, thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment, and you have a good day.
All right. Okay. Ma'am, can I ask you a question about that address? Now, if a person has my name and my Social Security number, he will have my date of birth too, right?
I'm not sure if they would have all of that information.
I don't think that bum got my name. I think he got my name, but I don't think the bum got my Social Security number. He got my Social Security number probably. Probably due to he's a rat. And he really is a rat. I have to say this to you. I hate to use this language, but he is a rat. But with that information being stolen and a health provider come out, when she needs her identification with my name on there, when she gets from the interview like you asked me just now, but I'm trying to see if he got that thing processed.
So it
he
is processed.
Right?
We didn't. So the enrollment case manager don't know about the information being stolen. I updated your address to the correct address.
What I want to know is what the service is provided to that rat.
Okay. Yeah. So that's why you would call
the number
that I gave you. And
you need to take a bath. Nasty dude.
To the county assistance office. And they will be able to, answer all those questions for you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you.
I'm glad I called.
I was totally unaware this person was using my information like that. That's identity stuff. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you have a good day, sir.
I am.